You are now listening to Jess's Lit on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Welcome to Jess's Lit. Today is going to be a good episode. We have a lot in stores. It is a beautiful day today, so please take advantage of the sunshine, because I believe tomorrow and the upcoming days we are going to get some rain. And the temp is gonna drop down quite a bit. And so, yeah, today is an exciting day, like I mentioned. I know last episode I said that we were going to continue off of the poems we were reading about the children, the poetry from children, about war and refugees and whatnot. But for some reason today, I woke up, saw the sunshine, and everything I was looking through on social media had to do with, you know, positivity, love, and all that stuff. And so I felt like it was appropriate, or I chose to base today's show off of love. And so I have gotten an article, a poetry collection, similar to the ones that I read before, and it will be solely on the concept of love. And so today will be, you know, just a loving episode filled with positivity and love, with poetries that involve love. And in between the readings, like I did for the past couple episodes, I will play some songs that also relate to the notion of love. And they will be well-known songs, at least for me they were. But yeah, today is just going to be filled with love, folks. And so buckle up. And after some ads, I will play my first song. But before that, I will play some ads, PSAs, and some show promos. And so we'll be right back.
Welcome. I'm Steve Joaquin.
Do tanse. Ichuao. Iswayao.
Ahlo sahla.
I'm at Skype.
Bienvenido.
Unati.
Jack Tunal. Tai Titan.
You are invited to volunteer for Spicesisim Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself.
Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm, or visit the Spicesisim Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
The Wise Club needs your support to keep this East Van Arts and Culture Center in the hands of the community. Join us for a four-night fundraiser concert series on June 14th, 15th, 28th, and 29th, and help keep this irreplaceable venue open. Each night boasts a packed lineup of diverse local talents, including Brass Camo, Leo D.E. Johnson, Alien Boys, Queer as Funk, and many more. For tickets, head over to wisehall.ca or check out their Instagram page at wisehallandlounge. You can also support by purchasing an annual membership or donating directly at wisehall.ca. That's wisehall.ca.
That the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night right at 9 p.m. after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Welcome back to Jess is Lit. Those were some ads, show promos, and PSAs. Before we move on to the poetry readings of love, I have chosen one song, our first song, to play, just to set the moods. It's called Always by Atlantic Star.
With me, my sweet, let's go make
That was Always by Atlantic Star. Now we will get right into the poetry collection readings. The one today, the book is called Love Poems, Second Edition by Nicholas Gordon. And I'm not sure who he is, but he provided us with a huge collection of love poems. And so without wasting any more time, we will dive right in. The first poem is called After Love and Fear, There's Pride. After love and fear, there's pride. After tears, the night. After all the words are gone, a chair with just one light. After memories, the dream that you will come home safe. After sleep, another day of waiting for my life. After hope, the happiness of thinking of your love. After moments of despair, a stone no thought can move. After all the sacrifice, the hunger and the pain, the passions and the promises, the losses and the gains, there's nothing but my love for you, which waits upon the wind to bring you from the barricades that now you must defend. The second poem is called After You Leave, I Will Become a Tree. After you leave, I will become a tree, alone on the hillside, loving wind and sun, waiting for you to return home to me, though centuries of lonely stars may run. I'll grow tall and give you lots of shade, sheltering birds and other bright-eyed things. Pleased with all the progress that I have made, I'll spread my leafy branches out like wings. But oh, every moment of every day, I'll miss you with the passion of the wind, gazing endlessly upon the way that without you must empty, empty wind. The third poem is called Do Not Love Me Yet. Do not love me yet, for I am still a slender moon, a scimitar about the heart, too sharp to touch too soon. Before I am touched, I need to grow more full in golden light. I need to smile upon my earth and rule some patch of night. I need to know what roads and fields lie in my domain, and dull my brand new ecstasies with sophomoric pain. I need the love of some blank boy as cold and dark as me, that we might grope in ignorance and fear of what might be. And then, when I am a silver bowl and know what I can hold, then, perhaps, we could try love if you are not too old. I really love how Nicholas provides us with a lot of different meanings to different love definitions, I think. Just his wordplay and his way of rhyme scheming, the intended intentions, I guess, is pretty cool to see. And the poems itself, really well articulated and written. And so let's give it a go more. Do you want me? What's the matter? Is the next poem. Do you want me? What's the matter? You're afraid of some durable clothes? You want the scent without the rose? The moans of love without the chatter? You think our love might be a tomb? The only exit through my pain? You'd rather put things off again to give your fantasies some room? You think she's great, but in a while I might get bored. Or something better, filling out a tighter sweater might flash me a quick come on smile. You don't want to be tied just yet to just one future, just one kiss. You think about all you might miss and hold out for a better bet. Well, fine. But then why do you want to haunt me like a jackal night and day? Why, when my interest seems to stray? Are you so sure of what you want? Why, when I dare so much as laugh at some guy's jokes, you go ballistic, nasty, borderline sadistic, as if somebody touched your stuff. And yet when I hook on to you, you will not let yourself be mine. Take out the fears, take out your fears and draw a line between what you and I can do. But freedom must be mutual, and it takes two from one embrace. You can't both love and freedom chase, unless you would adore a fool. Now, this poem was kind of cool. You know, a lot of people have this conception that love is always good. But, you know, too much love or love interpreted in a different way. Or, I guess, some sort of like a twisted way could, you know, result in negative outcomes and negative consequences. And so, and I think this poem that I just read right now kind of explains implicitly that love is also very complicated. Just because you love someone doesn't mean you will get the love. But also, what is love, right? And so this poem, although it may seem pretty chaotic, I think this poem was really chaotic. The way the writer gives us a sense of what is happening in a negative sense and a positive sense. I think this poem is in a chaotic sense that kind of leaves us with questions. And so I think it really boldly encompasses the variety of domains that love can have, which I felt like was pretty cool. Next poem is called Dreams Do Come True. Dreams do come true, but only when they make it through despair, limping into every day, transformed beyond repair. No dream would be a dream if it could pass for something real, nor would we sail for paradise, would it its shoals conceal. So it is with love, the dream, long longed for, now possessed, must be a dream no longer, but an emperor undressed. Stark naked it must come to us, an unaccustomed shame, and we must take it in our arms, and love it all the same. And we must love love as it is, that dreams might still come true, mangled into miracles to make our lives anew. Great poem. Before we move on to the next poem, I have another song that I have chosen to play today. It is called Mr. Telephone Man from New Edition. So we will give this one a go and then continue on with the readings. So yeah, enjoy.
Mr. Telephone Man, there's something wrong with my line. When I
That was Mr. Telephone Man by New Edition. Our next poem is called Each Truth is Just a Scrim Across the Darkness. Each truth is just a scrim across the darkness. We cannot see what most we'd like to know. We drive among sheer cliffs in pale moonlight, unsure of where we are or where to go. When we allow our heads to make our choices, we lose because of what we cannot see. When we give away and let desire take us, we lose because we want what we cannot see. We lose because we want what cannot be. We inch along the dream-lit rocky ridges, knowing always we must lose. The end for all is the darkness everlasting, and so it matters less which road we choose. What matters is the beauty of sheer being, the gifts we have and those we will become. The ecstasy of loving so completely that we ourselves are more than minds can plumb. Love well and know that love must end in pain. Be a fool and pay the unmarked price. Be generous of self and passion gain. One who never loses, loses twice. Now, for some reason I had a weird time pronouncing all the words in this poem, but the poem did have some tricky little pronunciation sort of sentences that you kind of have a hard time pronouncing, but overall, great poem. Even though we fight a lot, I love you, is the next one. Even though we fight a lot, I love you. We fight, I think, because the stakes are high. I sometimes get so mad I cannot stand you, but underneath my anger I could cry. I have an uncontrolled need to control you, to be your only destiny and guide. I know it isn't fair to try to mold you, but my poor love's entangled in my pride. Ah, love, please love me even in my fury, which rises like a tide beneath the moon. I plead before my only judge and jury. I want to change, but no change won't come soon. Love finds it hard to let the loved one be the person who's loved so passionately. Now, this is also a really interesting poem because it talks about love, but not in the most stereotypical sense. It talks about how love... Again, this is just my own interpretations of love and the poems I read. And so if you guys have any other interpretations, just feel free to let me know or, think about it. Because poetry itself is always, in my opinion, subjective to everyone else's experiences with life and all whatnot. But this poem, I think, is interesting because it kind of gives us a sense of, you know, love being taken a bit too far on the other spectrum, which could definitely make somebody feel possessive and feel the need to kind of quote-unquote mold the other person into them. And so again, of course, that is not healthy. And so if that's the case, and you know what, I also think it's mostly a communication issue. You know, it's not always, but in my experiences with, you know, myself loving people and just seeing other people in loving relationships, a lot of the times where these things come into play, where, you know, the miscommunication or it's just misinterpretation of love, I think it has to do with communication issues. And so, yeah, this poem is interesting because it kind of delves into that. And I'm not sure if the writer of the poem kind of experienced it, but it was cool to read. The next poem is called Everything I Have Done, I Have Done. Everything I have done, I've done, only for your love. Everything I am, in hopes your heart will move. I know that you love someone else, but while you're away, I'll love you just as though our love would last till you are gray. Till you and I are gray, my love, and all our days are done, I will love you just as I do now. Your heart is my only home. Great touching poem. Again, this poem also, I think, delves into the limits of love, or the limitlessness of love, and how somebody can love somebody so much that even though their partner is with somebody else, or quote unquote love someone else, your love for that person won't go away. And so love, I think, is a really complicated thing, but also a beautiful thing. And so as long as we learn to balance it out, you know, it's a lifelong struggle to balance it out, but we definitely, I believe, have the potential or the capabilities of turning love into a beautiful thing. The next one is called Fate is Off the Filament of Passion. Fate is off the filament of passion, illuminated by the force of its fiery flow. For love, far more than chance, may fortunes fashion. The unwilled will that wills the world we know. Years break, yet love maintains the tides below. Of course, fate is the most precious expression, nor could one find a more complete confession, even as good tidings come and go. Our next one is called Gifts Are Not Always Free. Gifts are not always free. A giver wants to know, are you enjoying my gift? Burdens can be sources of intense pleasure, recently unable to distinguish between burdens and gifts. Indian elephants dragged 17 tons of teak logs over the Himalayas. Each of us has made his or her own version of this mistake. Love is a gift. Burdens betray themselves by the rattle of their needs. Each of us wants to know, am I a burden or a gift? Very few understand that to be a gift, one must receive more than one gives. Even while burdens come decked out in ribbons and bows, refusing a gift brings regret, not guilt. Lingering doubts may be referred to a mirror. Yesterday, the elephants returned, happy, sweaty, and a good deal wiser. Now, before more readings, I have another song to play, and it is called Could I Have This Dance from Anne Murray. We will give this one a listen before we continue on. Here we go.
I'll always remember the song they were playing the first time we danced. We swayed to the music and held to each other. I fell in love with you. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner? Of my life.
That was Could I Have This Dance by Anne Murray. The next poem that we will read is called He Cares Only That I'm Happy. He cares only that I'm happy, even were I not with him. If some seek on the wind love's traces, some seek out the love within. All my pleasures are his treasures, nor does he crave joy alone. All have claim on his compassion, no dark soul is on its way. Giving thus so naturally, each day he lights the love in me like candles on a sunlit stone. The next poem is called Hold Me to Your Willing Heart. Hold me to your willing heart and let me help me weep, that I of need might fall apart and then at last might sleep. Let the truth slice into me that I might feel bleed, that I might finally bleed and purge myself of agony I cannot how concede. For I have bought myself in light that I might live in joy and cannot, will not let the night my bonds of love destroy. And yet I know if I would gain the peace for which I pray, I must allow the floods of pain to wash my love away. The next one is called How Can I Have a Flight with My Best Friend? How can I have a fight with my best friend? How can I have a fight with my best friend? The mountain blows, the landscape is destroyed. A desert where there once were fields and gardens, black lava where flowers once brought joy. And then shoots of grass come through the blackness. Slowly love asserts itself again. He calls, I cry. We go through days of whisper, and fields once more grow lush in sun and rain. Ah, but now I'm fearful of the mountain. I walk by trembling, set it for it to blow. Life's beautiful, but also very painful. I have the strength to love now that I know. The next one is called How Can I Know So Surely That I Will Love You? How can I know so surely that I'll love you? No matter how, no matter what the future has in store. Time is like a cave in which our torches show only the circumference of our minds. But love is will far more than it is passion. Though passion may at first sustain the will, one chooses love the way one chooses faith, because that is the way that heaven lies. My love for you is vaster than the ocean, more rich in loveliness than coral seas. I would no more relinquish it than let go, willingly the precious gift of life. Now guys, I'm not sure what is going on with my pronunciation today, but please bear with me. I do apologize if I make some errors, but I am going through some bad allergies, and many, many people who are around me are going through the same thing. So please, oh my goodness, my nose, my throat, my eyes, everything is just blazing with itchiness and pain and swollenness. And so I do take pills and take measures in trying to just kind of make it better, but sometimes it just will never go away. And so, you know, please bear with me if I do make some weird noises or the pronunciation part. I don't know what's going on today. Maybe it's just that day, but just to give you guys a heads up with my physical struggles. But yeah, the next one is called How Did I Lose Your Baby Blue Eyes? How did I lose your baby blue eyes and the smile that lit up my sky? What did I say that sent you away? Can somebody tell me why? Sometimes we move away from the flow and find ourselves lost and alone. What turn did I miss after some kiss that told me what I should have known? How did you get so far from my heart without my becoming aware? What did you see deep inside me that I never knew was there? We drive in the darkness down strange empty roads into sudden and unforeseen pain. We think that we choose, but after we lose, we see that we've done it again. The next poem is called How Often Are Things Simply Clear and Right? How often are things simply clear and right? Each day we come to moments of despair. Love is something wonderfully there. Even in the blackest hours of night, no one can tell why, one of all the rest makes our flower open to the sun. In truth, we could love almost anyone. Choosing, though, does not involve a test. How often does an angel touch your skin, altering forever who we are? Every passion fades, but love's a star, lit by holy fires deep within. The next one is called I Am Afraid to Love, and Yet I Love You. I am afraid to love, and yet I love you. My fear is like a wall I walk right through. The wall is there, and yet it doesn't stop me. I need it still, and yet I still need you. I know someday we will be in a field, surrounded by the blessing of the sky. I'll dance with all the freedom of pure joy, needing you without a reason why. But now I am still afraid that I might lose you, that you might not accept my desperate need. You make me laugh and cry and be completely. You are the flower, I the slender reed. Now, like I said before, love is very complicated, and it can ignite a lot of different emotions and really make you think, in a sense, down on yourself. But in this poem, it can invoke fear. And it's just so interesting to me how you love somebody, but you also feel this fear that kind of makes you think, is me loving this person a good thing or a bad thing? Or in other terms, a fear of, you know, would they love me back? Like all these emotions that occur just because of the word love, to me is really fascinating and can really, you know, bring somebody close to someone or make them drift away. And so I think all these other emotions that come with love are necessary things to kind of solidify the whole concept of love, but it's also very hard. And so I think this article really explains in depth about the different varieties of emotions that emerge out of developing the sense of love. And so, yeah, it's really cool. Before we move on, I have another song. This will be the last song of the day. It is called Heaven by Bryan Adams, so we will give this one a listen. Here we go.
Heaven. Yeah, love is all that I need. And
That was Heaven by Bryan Adams. The next poem that we will read is I am of the desert, you of cultivation. I am of the desert, you of cultivation. Simplicity to me, to you is desolation. Heat, thirst, and agony I seek out on vacation, while you look for elegance and a quiet restoration. I am of the ocean, you are of the shore. You want fewer waves, I manufacture more. You like tranquil bays, I love the roller's roar. In me, a wild emptiness, in you, a quiet core. While I am like a stream, you are like a lake. I babble over boulders, you reflections make. I rush forward heedlessly, as bones and branches break. You part before the piercing bow, and then absorb the wake. That such extremes should not be mingled might seem elementary, but love can make the wildest contradictions complementary. This is a really cool poem. It really, contrasts the complete opposites and compares them. And at the end, says that love, quote-unquote, can make the wildest contradictions complementary. And so, again, like I said before, this poetry collection, I think, really does a great job in emphasizing in all ways what love can be. And in a positive note, although love is, you know, love can be very chaotic and just very all over the place, if love finds the right person or the right couple or the right people, it can really turn into something beautiful. And people who have completely different personalities and ways of life and just ways of thinking, and even if they contradict each other, the belief and just the existence of love can make all those kind of merge into balance, which I think is the real beauty of love. And so this was a really cool poem. This would be our, I think we can get into two more, but it's called I Didn't Get a Chance to Say I Love You. I didn't get a chance to say I love you. You were gone before we got that far. All I know is now I really need you. Yet when I look for you, you aren't there. You said once that you would never forget me. Yet how am I to know without you here? Such emptiness, like what I feel within me. Neither flesh nor tears, just cold, thin air. Sometimes, alone, I feel your arms around me, and all my need for you spills out in pain. Jagged memories of you surround me. I cannot think I won't see you again. A really, really compelling poem about grief and just sadness, and you could really see how love can impact a person. The next poems seem very dark, and so hold on, let me skip, because we do have one more poem before we end off the show, and I'd want to end off in a more positive note instead of reading something related to sadness. And so here we go. I find my happiness in loving you. I find my happiness in loving you. Though my love is not returned, I don't mind waiting. The woods are a cathedral where I pray for the beauty and grace that lie within my heart. You hold me and we kiss, and yet not yet is there the unity that love must crave. You want me, but not as I want you. This truth is like a wreckage on my sea. There's no one else I hunger for, nor touch that makes me feel I must take off my skin. And so I'll wait as years pile up like leaves, and long with the lonely patience of the moon. Now, although this poem wasn't a full positive, like, I love you, you love me sort of situation, it did kind of go over, you know, somebody's great love for someone and their willingness to, in a sense, wait forever for them. And so this was a good collection. Please let me know if you liked today's reading of love poems. If so, then I will definitely continue on with my future episodes, future shows. And so, yeah, next episode, I do plan to continue on with the refugee poem collection. And so again, if any recommendations do come up, please let me know. Yeah, my email is leejess, leejess2002 at gmail.com. So please email me. 604-512-0020 is my phone number. So if you guys have any recommendations or thoughts about just poetry in general or anything related to literature, please give me a call or email. I'm down to talk about anything that is appropriate, of course. But yeah, but that is it for today. Thank you all for joining. Today was solely based on the concept of love. So please, I hope everyone has a loving day. Love everyone. Love your family. Love your neighbors. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your evening. A great loving evening, to make it more appropriate with today's theme. And I will see you again next week. And I love you all. Goodbye.
Not alone like love, this love's still strong.